After Hurricane Andrew, we thought we learned a lesson that because the impact and damages in Homestead and Florida City resulted in the initial reports from Dade County that looks like we dodged a bullet because of the absence of reports coming out of extreme southern Miami-Dade County. Well, the reason there was no reports was their communication system was gone and most of the community was destroyed. So the thought was, what we need to do is build better recon and assessment tools, get in-site videos. At that time, it was mainly getting teams in their communications, flying with helicopters, getting subject matter experts to do better recon, better assessments to tell us how bad is bad. Interesting thing, though, was that even as we got better at that, it was still taking us the better part of 2 to 3 days to get into the area with the resources, because we assessed first, responded second. So I changed the dynamics in Florida and says, well, why don't we just respond like it's bad? Well, I said, well, that could be very wasteful. It may not be that bad. You know, you won't know what you'll need. And I'm like, well, let's just do what I call the game of beer and pizza math. And that is, if you know how many people live there, then just figure out what they're going to need and send it. Well, it may not be that bad. I'm like, it may not. We'll get done quicker. But how do you make up time? And there's so much emphasis put on, we got to know what's going on, that we forget that you got to keep the patient alive. The analogy is, if you're a trauma patient, they want to run a CAT scan and you got an axe in your head. What should you do first? Oftentimes, we spend a lot of time trying to get official source of information, send people in to tell us what's going on. I'm like, okay, they told us it's really bad. What have we changed? Why don't we just make the assumption, particularly when we have something occurring of that magnitude, that it's bad until proven otherwise? And then let's use the public to help us define that area better. Again, we're seeing so much information coming out from the public through a variety of sources in the social media world. But again, they're discounted because they're not official. But I'm kind of going, if I know I have wildfires in this area and I have somebody sending me streaming video of their house burning down, I'd actually consider that pretty good information, even if it wasn't from an official source. But it goes back to, we treat the public as a liability. We don't trust the public. We always look at the negatives and we never look at the positives. Yes, people could do those things. But as we've seen time and time again, one or two individuals, but you rarely see entire communities putting out bad information, and they tend to self-correct faster. But because it didn't come from an official source, we don't trust it. But I've been around disasters and know that the early information from a lot of official sources is officially wrong most of the time anyway. Nothing is as good or as bad as initially reported in these types of events. So why not use the public to help fill in the gaps and not totally depend upon them, but recognize that they can give us more contextual information than just sending people in to say, yeah, it's bad. Well, now did I send the right resources in? But the time you lose waiting for official assessments and confirmation when we're in a response mode is time you cannot make up. And again, too many people are wrapped around, well, we need to be cost effective. We need not to have mistakes. I'm like, we'll get there when we're stabilized. But when we're stabilized, it kind of goes back to this. I can be fast, I can be cheap, or I can be accurate. Pick one. And until we're stabilized, I want to be fast. I think governors and their teams need to be operating in that mode. We need to be supporting them in that mode. And yes, we will over-respond most of the time. But it's better to do that than to under-respond when you can never make up the time and get behind a disaster and lose lives that you could have saved and stabilize the situation when that window is very short.